Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for downloading Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew. We got a good one in store for you. This is the Bad English.
From hometown here to Rumble, rock and roll, we're for your kids and searching for our souls. Now getting older and I'll never forget. Every time, every place, every person we met. Let's go!
Right, that was the Bad English right there on Pogo City Radio, starting off this episode with Glory Days. Now, it's funny because I listen to that song and I sit up here and normally, you know, I'm surrounded by people and everything and I'm by myself at the moment, but yeah, that's kind of how Pogo City is. Like, you got to sit back and just take it in and enjoy your motherfucking life sometimes. That's really all Pogo City Radio is just us having a good old fucking time. But yeah, we had a good time last night. Now, I teased an episode saying that we might have fucking Mike from the Diamond Dogs and Renee from Blanks on, and they were both here last night, and we were sitting up here drinking and smoking. I was all types of fucked up last night. I could not see straight. I remember watching TV like at like 2 o'clock in the morning and just looking at it and being like, everybody has like six eyes. We killed an entire bottle of vodka. Then I killed another half a bottle of Absolut after that. Mike didn't have any vodka at all. He was just drinking beer. Me and Renee working on that vodka. And I go to him, I'm like, yo, so you guys want to jump on and do some pogo? And Mike's like, fuck yeah. And simultaneously, Renee's like, hell no. She goes, it's busy season. I said, Renee, you're already here. Like, you're already not doing work. You're already sitting here drunk on fucking Grey Goose. And fucking, yeah, having a good old time. And she was like, no, it's busy season. I can't do pogo at busy season. So there was no pogo, but lucky for you, there is one today. And also today, the Giants taking the field fucking A right. Looking forward to seeing Daniel Jones. Can't wait for that shit. Been looking for it all week. Hopefully that motherfucker plays like a razor in the night. Blitz up next. Giants wear boots and braces, razor blades, and angry faces. Yes, yes. Today is a unique pogo. I'm pretty sure this is the first time ever I am actually sitting up here drinking coffee on pogo. My mother bought me like a Keurig, like one cup of coffee at a time type deal. And yeah, I'm just chugging coffee this morning. It's not even nine yet. I went to sleep like 5 hours ago. Who needs sleep? I'll sleep when I'm dead, right? Fuck that shit. Sleep when you're dead. Although studies do show people who sleep like 6 to 7 hours a night considerably outlive people who do not. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to get you fucked up and live that life fast and recklessly.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Hey, at least I'm hitting the right fucking buttons today. At least I'm hitting the right buttons. I couldn't imagine. Well, if we would have done a show early enough last night, like, it would have been all right. But, goddamn, it would not have turned out great. Otherwise, I imagine. But yeah. We're going to get to the next track. Head out to Philly. Let's catch up with the Boils and Assassin.
There's no escape, no back door. There's no alleys, no shadows. The places they have it found. There's no sanctuary. But you can look beyond the shadows, deep into the eyes. While the friendly faces shed their pales in sky. There's no sanctuary. It's rough as the darkness. We gotta fight to stay alive. There's a sniper standing silent, a menace in the night. A shadow in the corner, a quiet passerby. There's no sanctuary. It's rough as the darkness. We gotta fight to stay alive.
All right, that was the Boils right there. Now we're going to head east and catch up with the Bristles and Destroy.
We're out of here, machine bound. Our skin is on fire, and it doesn't matter.
Bristles right there on Pogo City Radio with Destroy. Now, I actually finally set up these goddamn bunk beds. Everyone, I took a picture of them, and everybody's like, I thought you set these things up like months ago. But, you know, I got a set of bunk beds for my kids. And then when I was halfway, they came in two separate boxes. When I was halfway through putting them up, I got into the second box and it was all damaged and split and broken. And I was like, fucking motherfucker. And I had to fucking take everything apart and rebox it up and wait for a label and send it out to UPS. It was fucking ridiculous. So I finally got the new bunk beds. These motherfuckers, I go to my dad. I'm like, hey, dad, you going to help me set up these bunk beds today? And he was like, no, I got to go to the store. I was like, fucking kidding me. So I put these fucking bunk beds together by myself. And the only reason why it's a real bitch, it's two beds that are like fucking 6.5 feet long. And I'm attaching this shit together. I thought I was going to destroy them. But I somehow managed to put these things together all by myself. And then my dad gets home. And I have the two, pretty much everything built. I have the two beds and I just got to lift the top bed and assemble it to the bottom bed. I go to do that and I put the ladder together. I go to screw it up, put in two of the four bolts. And me and my dad look down and we're like, there's no holes drilled in this piece. And I look, and of course I did the same thing when I built the fucking cribs. Like the second piece I put on, I put in the wrong spot. Now, when I built the cribs, I flat out put the second piece on backwards. I didn't put this on backwards. It was like the left and the right rails, and I swapped them on one of the beds, and the only thing that's different is there's some pre-drilled holes in the one piece, and I was not lined up on that piece, and I was like, shit, and there's all these like cross pieces that I had to screw in individually, space them out evenly and all that, and they're all on. And in order for me to take off this piece, I got to like disassemble this whole entire bed. And I looked at my dad and I was like, I guess we're drilling some fucking holes. So had to make a little alteration, drill some fucking holes. But it's good. We were carpenters for a long time. You know what the fuck we're doing. And fucking drilled some holes and bolted it. And now I finally have bunk beds in my kids' messy ass room. It's actually kind of clean right now. I can't stand it. I can't stand just being surrounded in a mess all day. I legitimately cleaned my house from like 9:30 in the morning until Mike and Renee got here at like 9 o'clock at night, 9:30 at night. And it's still a fucking pigsty. You know your life sucks when you clean all goddamn day and you look at your house and you're like, this place looks just as much of a wreck as it ever did. And all you can really say at that point is bottoms up. Just like the Cubs. Sticking with Jersey. Here they are now.
Time will always be lost. That's why I keep my word and fight it any cost.
Right, that was the Cuffs right there, coming straight out of Jersey. And we're going to stick with Jersey. Now, on this next track, I'm fairly certain Chad from Blanks plays drums on it. And it's by the Broken Heroes. And I feel like Chad told me he played drums on this song. And it's coming off I Told You Once. And I love the fucking Broken Heroes. Now, I speaking to the members in the Broken Heroes, it's funny because I really like this album, and it seems like most of them don't like this album, that this is like all their least favorite album, and I really like it. So we're going to play one off it. Here's I Won't Pay Your Way.
You came down the wire today. Union workers get cut in pay while you sit there in ivory tower.
Right, that was the Broken Heroes right there with I Won't Pay Your Way. Now, we've played a couple of bands from New Jersey, and we're going to keep going with some Jersey bands. And I love when I come home, and this happens to me like twice a week. I am home and I walk in and I hear like, all I want is another beer. I'm like blasting on the stereo, and I walk into my dad blasting like Niblick Henbane 7 inches. Fucking, I had to just walk across the room and take this record off the wall because I cannot find this track online anymore for some reason. It's a cover. Niblick Henbane coming off the first 7-inch. Now, it's going to take me a second because I got to go run and drop the needle on the goddamn record. Here's their version of Tallahassee Lassie. Niblick fucking Henbane on Pogo City Radio. Now, I decided I'm going to have to rip that song and put it on YouTube because it's like a pain in the dick for me to have to drop the needle on the record while we're playing. But yeah, it makes me mad pissed too because I'll be like downstairs on my TV and like I want to be playing music and I'll have like a record upstairs and it's like not online and I'm like, I got to put that shit online just so I can have the convenience of it being on my television and in my car. So I don't know, maybe before the Giants start at 4:05, before the Giants start today, maybe I'll throw that track on our YouTube. But either way, go over there and subscribe to that shit, bitches. But we're going to get to the next track, departing from New Jersey now, going across the ocean. Here's The Business and them hardcore hooligans. We'll be right back. excuse me. All right, we're going to keep the show moving. Here's Chelsea. Here's Chaos UK.
Yes, 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 it's a fantastic house, Nicholas. Oh, now, have you got any dirty films?
No.
You bastard.
I'm an alcoholic, and I just love the kick. I'm trembling my words, got a glazy stare, because I'm addicted.
Sick of the drugs, got sick of the fraud. Falling asleep, I'm a gimbal stone.
need it now.
All right, this was that was Chaos UK. This is the Exploited.
And he's like, crash. Crash, I'm a bunch of wankers, you cunt. That's what you guys believe in anarchy and chaos. I believe in anarchy. Let's see how we'll go. I'm a ship, the fear, the fun, and I don't care. I don't give a damn, and I don't care. What you say, cause I believe in anarchy. I'm the grave. And I'm the shade. Cause I still believe in anarchy. You go to the pub, you pick up a phone, you take your bath, and you get so flat. You drive my home in your romance car. You better go to the doctor, I've got a nose. I'm the grave. Cause I still believe in anarchy. Come on! I'm not great. And I'm not shit. Cause I still believe in anarchy. I'm not afraid to have a fight, and I'm not ashamed about getting drunk. And I don't care what you say, cause I believe in anarchy. I'm not afraid. And I'm not ashamed. Cause I still believe in anarchy. In anarchy. In anarchy.
All right, that was the Exploited right there. My phone is blowing up this morning. I can't tell you what it's blowing up with, but it is some awesome-ass show news that I can't tell you about yet, but some awesome-ass show news. Damn, my phone is on fire right now. People are excited. You guys are going to be happy as shit when I can tell you about this show. In the meantime, why don't you guys listen to some Cheap Sex? Here's Take a Chance.
What they gotta say. And sometimes you gotta just get away. Down at the bar on a Saturday night, teenage kicks through the night. Switchblade love, whiskey suicide. Stretch my jeans, feeling so alive. This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? This is the way it's gotta be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance on me? You're looking so good when you go by your side. The world doesn't matter to you tonight. So let's live our lives if we're living in sin. I just need you to let me in. There's no need to think about anyone else. Cause tonight, little girl, I got you all to myself. There's no need to say goodnight. You're looking so out of sight. Cause this is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you dance it on me? This is the way it's gonna be. And when it comes time for taking a chance, why don't you take a chance? Come and take a chance with me.
Cheap Sex. Pogo City Radio. Now, I think I might have to get out of here a little early on this one. Good show, though. Like the tracks we played, they were all fucking awesome. And remember, if you really like this show, you guys need to subscribe and like and follow and do all that stuff. Go make a Podbean account, really, and then you can get notifications about the show right in the app, and it'll be sweet. And that's the best way to really stay on top of Pogo City Radio. You guys can also go over to Facebook, like that Facebook, hit us up on Instagram at Pogo City Radio, and remember to come out November 2nd to Connie's Rick Rack for Jason and Oscar's birthday bash with Blank 77, Stolen Wheelchairs, Doc Rotten, and the Diamond Dogs. So, once again, that's November 2nd. Hope to see you there. We will leave you with The Defectives. This is Pogo Life. Thanks for downloading.